truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I can plow a field all day listening long. To we're going to listen here in a moment. I found it during the break. This is a great quote, a great segment between Jeanine, two great people, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Boy, do I admire her. And Mike Huckabee, who I met him one time, you know, just like you, you know, in a line of people shaking the governor's hand. Well, not quite in a line of people. He was actually playing his bass rock guitar off a trailer. He was at the Iowa straw poll. Let me think. Remember? Yes, he was at the Iowa straw poll in. Let me remember. I think we were in Ames, Iowa, in August. I think of 2007, and Mike Huckabee was running for president against Ron Paul. I was there to help organize the Ron Paul rally, and I led the cheers and the demonstration and so on in favor of Ron Paul. But got to shake hands with Mike Huckabee, who likes to play bass guitar. And he was playing off the back of a trailer in his blue jeans there. Anyway, I'm impressed with the guy now. I probably should have been then, but I sure am impressed with him now. Listen to him. Jeanine Pirro is talking to him yesterday in one of her great shows. And she's talking about, to fill in the names for you, U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan. I think he's a black guy who is the judge in the Mike Flynn case. And this guy's sharp. He smelled a rat in the Mike Flynn setup. Yeah, he is. Emmett Sullivan. I'm looking at him. He's a black guy. Handsome dude. Who is, he gave Barry Bob Mueller something like 48 hours or something like that to produce all the papers used to, set up Mike Flynn, smelling a rat. And Mueller came in. He didn't produce all the papers. He produced, for instance, telephone devices of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page that have been cleaned. They've been wiped clean of their information. He didn't produce the original 302 of the conversation between Peter Strzok himself and Mike Flynn. He produced a remembrance of that 302 by Peter Strzok of his own original 302 that was written 7 months later, or some about 7 months later. You can't remember a conversation 7 months later. Why was it rewritten? Why not the original? Because in the original will be damning truth that exposes Barry Bob Mueller as the KGB criminal that he is. So all praise to District Judge Emmett Sullivan. Let's hope he smells a rat. Now listen to what Jeanine, so I set up the story for you. Now listen to what Judge Jeanine, she's a judge. She knows how this works. And she uses a phrase, sua sponte, which I don't forget what the Latin means, but it means on his own volition, sua sponte. The judge moved. I want to see the background papers. It was not moved by Mike Flynn. The judge smelled a rat and said, show me the papers. And here's what she says. He can, now she uses the phrase sua sponte, he can vacate, he has the power as the judge to vacate Mike Flynn's own guilty plea. If the judge feels this guy was arm twisted and squeezed and threatened, remember, they threatened to go after his son. They did bankrupt him, and he lost his house. In other words, this is mafia tactics, KGB tactics. And listen to Mike Huckabee. He says, we live in a third world dictatorship. And Bob Beria is the exemplar of that third world dictatorship. But this judge, black judge, Emmett Sullivan, can vacate the guilty plea by American hero Mike Flynn on his own volition. And I hope this judge does it. If he does, he'll be remembered. Patriots will erect statues of Emmett Sullivan long into the future if he does this. Listen to what Jeanine Pirro says, because this will turn, this will expose Beria Bob Mueller for the raton that he is.
So the issue is, will this judge make a decision sui sponte on his own to vacate the plea, which Flynn has not asked for? And, you know, the amazing part of it is, if he does, then the house of cards of Robert Mueller falls.
It would be a tremendous act of justice on the part of the judge, Emmett Sullivan, if he would do that, because it would expose that there has been a stonewalling on the part of the government. And this ought to scare the daylights out of every American citizen. If our government can use its power to come after us and maliciously prosecute us for political purposes, then we don't have a justice system. We've got a third world dictatorship, and that scares the pants off of me.
Wow. That's the quote I wanted right there. That's the one I was looking for. Let me play it back to you again. Then Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, presidential candidate, and great guy, great guy. I'm glad I got to shake his hand one time.
I think he was lying. So the issue is, will this judge make a decision sui sponte on his own to vacate the plea, which Flynn has not asked for? And, you know, the amazing part of it is, if he does, then the house of cards of Robert Mueller falls.
It would be a tremendous act of justice on the part of the judge, Emmett Sullivan, if he would do that, because it would expose that there has been a stonewalling on the part of the government. And this ought to scare the daylights out of every American citizen. If our government can use its power to come after us and maliciously prosecute us for political purposes, then we don't have a justice system. We've got a third world dictatorship, and that scares the pants off of me.
Now, folks, just consider who's saying that. To hear we have a third world dictatorship, to hear those coming out of the mouth of Kelso, you know, that's just, you know, that's just the kind of thing you hear on Patriot Radio. This is Mike Huckabee talking, former governor of Arkansas, former presidential candidate, a major figure in the history of American politics. And this man, not a little radio host, you know, kind of, you know, running at the mouth. You know, we live in a third world dictatorship. This is Mike Huckabee saying that. That's incredible, folks. That is unbelievable. We live in a third world dictatorship. And of course, there's a conditional clause there, you know, if the government can do this to us. But the whole point is, they just did it to Mike Flynn. And by the way, if they can do it to Lieutenant General, 33 years in the Army, Mike Flynn, have you got 33 years in the Army? Are you a Lieutenant General? You don't think if they could do it to this hero that they can't do it to little nobody, James Kelso, or you? Bankrupt you? Threaten your children? That's a third world dictatorship. We don't have a constitution. We don't have a Justice Department. We don't have a Bill of Rights. That's a fact. You just heard Mike Huckabee say it on Jeanine Pirro's show. And Mike Huckabee doesn't run at the mouth He doesn't go for effect. He doesn't need headlines. He's not trying to be dramatic. He's the father of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. His words are always very measured. We live in a third world dictatorship, even though our president is Donald Trump, because that third world dictatorship is so deep that even having won the presidency, even having a lieutenant general's stars on your shoulder, even 33 years, including combat in the American Army, that's not enough to protect you against a Lavrenti, Beria, Joe Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Bob Mueller. Wow, that grabbed me when I heard that. I heard that this morning when I listened to Janine's Saturday show. And she just keeps piling them on. I don't know. I don't know if anybody, who are the most powerful people in the media right now who are in the Patriot media? You know, there's a few of them, like Janine, like Tucker Carlson, a few of them. Thank God for this small, small band of people. And I think, you know, part of our emergency plan has to be, how do we got to have an emergency plan for the Trump phenomenon. In other words, if they crush Donald Trump's presidency, if they destroy him the way they did in the House elections, if they do the same thing in 2020 and we end up with President Beto or President Joe Biden, God, can you believe, what's it going to be like if you wake up in 2020 to a President Joe Biden? Or how about a President Elizabeth Warren? How about a President Kamala Harris? My God, what are you going to do? And that's possible, folks. The deep state is alive and well. The controlled media is alive and well. They are at perpetual, nonstop, 24-hour-a-day, every station, every radio, every TV set, every newspaper, war against Donald Trump and against you, with just a few Patriot outlets and a few Patriot individuals. We've got to have a bailout program for Trump himself and for his movement so that it will survive a stolen election in 2020. We have to have a bailout for Jeanine Pirro and Tucker Carlson and all the media patriots who are like unto Donald Trump. They are the media version of Donald Trump. They've got to have an alternate network that will be established instantly if the Murdochs pull the plug on them at Fox. Remember, the Murdochs, as far as we know, do not share our beliefs. They are on the other side. Their sympathies lie with guys like this creep, Shepard Smith. God, it's painful for me to have. I can't stand his voice. Anyway, that's where I believe the Murdoch sympathies lie there. So we've got to have what we need is somebody, a billionaire, like the Mercer family, like Robert Mercer, or Trump himself. Trump's got a few billion dollars. Somebody's going to have to finance a Patriot network with a down payment of probably $1 billion so that it can go on day one. It can go in every market, every city. It'll be readily available to every Patriot. And we can all, and I want you to all get ready to do this. We can all switch instantly. When the crunch comes, and they take these people off the air, if that happens, then we've got to be ready so that we jump just like that and we all subscribe to whatever the Patriot Network may be. Oh, I don't. Actually, the engineer's trying to alert me here, folks. Okay, I see George in Texas, Mike in Arizona, Dr. Kelly in Northern California. I didn't scroll down. Shame on me. Let's go to Mike in Arizona right now. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, James, you're talking about this fabrication of the news media, anything that they can do to blame President Trump as an example, the seven-year-old what the mullet. Yeah, I find it odd. I have three examples, and they kind of all intertwine together. You have this caravan. The media tries to portray them as poor migrants and harmless. And then just within the last 2 weeks, you had Michael Cohen, the President Trump's lawyer. He was in the federal courthouse building in New York City, but also at the same time in the same court building, you have the trial of El Chapo Guzman going on. And I noticed that the media made a big to-do about when he had escaped from prison, when he was recaptured, when he was extradited to the United States. But now all of a sudden this trial's going on. You got this giant gaggle of reporters over here to cover Michael Cohen so they can sideline blame President Trump and associate. You can attack him indirectly by attacking his associates. But there's not a peep going on about this Guzman trial. There was a Colombian cocaine dealer that's testified against it. The prosecution thinks that the guy's responsible for killing at least 300 people, but he's only admitted on stand to only killing 150. You have the son of El Mayo Zambada, the head of the Sinaloa a cartel, Vicente Zambada, that was the bag man for the cartel, and he's admitted that he's paid millions of dollars to former President Vicente Fox and Peña Nieto, the president of Mexico. And also, and I just noticed it all goes into, well, let's talk about these poor people in this caravan and everything, and let's attack President Trump. But just recently, there was couple of other news items in Alexandria, Virginia. They gave one of these cartel leaders life in prison. I think his name is Licenciado. He was the one that wheeled El Chapo Guzman out in the laundry cart out of prison. And then there was also a Zeta leader that just recently got five life sentences in Waco, Texas. So that's kind of all these things that are going on that nobody seems.
Yeah, that's not really happening. There are no cartels in Mexico. Mexico is not a totally corrupt, totally evil place where tens of thousands of people are executed. Their heads are chopped off and lined up along the road or hung along fence posts. And that's not what's going on in Mexico. It's not a place where journalists are routinely murdered for reporting any piece of truth. It's not a country in which all government politicians are on the take. That's not a story worth reporting, Mike.
One other thing, too, because I know you got some other people to go, but one other sideline thing, you just mentioned this Judge Sullivan that was handled in this trial of Mike Flynn.
Emmett Sullivan.
In the past, during the Obama administration, Cheryl Atkinson, the ABC CBS reporter that was covering Fast and Furious, and now because of the hanky-panky with her computer and cable and screwing with all the stuff and the files disappearing and being deleted, she's brought I think it's $28 million lawsuit against the government and Eric Holder, and it's the same Judge Sullivan that's handling that, dealing with Fast and Furious.
Nice. Very good. Well, you know, and Mike, because of a few people like you and like these patriots were mentioning, we might make it. We might make it out of this mess. But I'll tell you, it's going to be a close call. And, you know, geez, I mean, what a time to live in. How far back do you go, Mike? What age group are you in?
I'll be 62 in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so you're in my age group, and so you've seen it all, and you know I'm sure you could concur with me. There is, for all you younger people, let me tell you, the times of John Kennedy and Richard Nixon or Dwight Eisenhower or Jimmy Carter and giving away the Panama Canal and Ronald Reagan, folks, you younger people that weren't there then, let me tell you, that was a snooze compared to how exciting and crucial events are today. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Hear, hear.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks, Mike.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
Well, I'll tell you a guy who's been humping and getting it for years. That's Donald Trump. And so I'm going to play a little treat for you now. I got George waiting on the line there in Texas and Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Let's listen in. Let us go back to some of you older guys who remember the Lone Ranger. You know, hi-yo, silver, away. And now let us return to those days of yesteryear. And I forgot the whole, I'll find that. I'll play that before the show's over. That's what I grew up on. That's what Donald Trump grew up on there in Queens, New York. But this is, let's return to those days of yesteryear. When Donald Trump on June 16th, I got to memorize this date, June 16th. That's 8 days after my birthday, 2015, he came down the escalator at Trump Tower, where he lived with Melania and Barron, and he announced for the presidency, and your life changed. You didn't know it. I didn't know it. But all of our lives changed when he said these words. Now, listen to him. I'm just playing this blind here. I haven't heard it in a long time. So here it is. Here he is coming down the escalator with Melania and saying this.
They will never make America great again. They don't even have a chance. They're controlled fully. They're controlled fully by the lobbyists, by the donors, and by the special interests, fully. They control them. Hey, I have lobbyists, I have to tell you. I have lobbyists that can produce anything for me. They're great. But you know what? It won't happen. It won't happen. Because we have to stop doing things for some people, but for this country, it's destroying our country. We have to stop, and it has to stop now. Now, our country needs a truly great leader. And we need a truly great leader now. We need a leader that wrote the Art of the Deal.
Yes.
We need a leader that can bring back our jobs, can bring back our manufacturing, can bring back our military, can take care of our vets. Our vets have been abandoned. And we also need a cheerleader. You know, when President Obama was elected, I said, well, the one thing I think he'll do well, I think he'll be a great cheerleader for the country. I think he'd be a great spirit. He was vibrant. He was young. I really thought that he would be a great cheerleader. He's not a leader. That's true. You're right about that. But he wasn't a cheerleader. He's actually a negative force. It's been a negative force. He wasn't a cheerleader. He was the opposite. We need somebody that can take the brand of the United States and make it great again. It's not great again. We need somebody. We need somebody that literally will take this country and make it great again. We can do that. And I will tell you, I love my life. I have a wonderful family. They're saying, Dad, you're going to do something that's going to be so tough. You know, all of my life I've heard that a truly successful person, a really, really successful person, and even modestly successful, cannot run for public office. Just can't happen. And yet that's the kind of mindset that you need to make this country great again. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for president of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
There you go. Now, there must have been a question and answer after that where he said some of the things like the Mexicans are sending us rapists and not their best people. I was hoping to hear that part, but there it is. There's the prepared part anyway, his announcement with Melania and Barron there off to his side in front of some American flags at the bottom of that golden escalator at Trump Tower. And, you know, that's really something to think back to that moment in this man's life and ours. We'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Big John.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from...
Oh, for a huge right hand! Yes, Big Bad Donald John, folks. And you know what? This is funny, you know... If you remember the novel 1984, the dystopian novel by Eric Arthur Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, Winston Smith, the hero, he witnesses the fabrication of history, like the fabrication of news we were talking about at the beginning of the show, creating news, weaving stories. Well, to bring it back to you, I was going back looking at video clips of the Donald Trump announcement where he came down the escalator on June 16th, 2015. And I just innocently picked one of them and played it for you. And I assumed that was the announcement. You know, it was a CNN clip I played. And wrong, Kelso. No, it's highly edited. It's highly edited. It's not what Donald Trump said. It's part of what he said. But they left out the good part. Oh, why did they do? They wouldn't edit something, would they? You know, it's like Mika Brzezinski when she called Mike Pompeo Donald Trump's butt boy. MSNBC deleted that. You know, they've got the script down at the bottom where, you know, that you see the text as they're speaking goes along the bottom of the screen. Mike Pompeo, the butt boy of a would-be dictator, was deleted. And in the transcript and the edited versions of the show, it's all deleted. Didn't happen. Only problem is, well, not many people watch the Joe Scarborough show, but anyway, at least a few hundred thousand people, that's all the audience he has, did watch it. So the story was out of the bag. But now, so here, I found the clip I'm looking for on some person's little tiny website. Never heard of him. But they didn't edit it. This is what Donald Trump really said. And here he is. He's standing on a platform at the bottom of the escalator. His whole family is off there to the side. His kids, his wife, and so on. They're all there. A crowd of people is there. And a lot of news reporters. A lot of cameras flashing. Here's what he really said.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. We have a disaster called the big lie, Obamacare.
So there you go. This is the line that got repeated more than any other. And this is the one that sent Donald Trump immediately to the front. He just vaulted to the front of 16 other Republicans who were running. He jumped ahead of Jeb Bush, who had already raised over $100 million in his campaign. He jumped ahead of Marco Rubio. He jumped ahead of Rand Paul. He jumped ahead of 16, Carly Fiorina. And this is why. This statement, which was unimaginable from a candidate for president.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some...
drugs, crime, rapists. Oh, Donald Trump, that day, June 16, 2015, you changed the history of the world. And little did he know. He's in front of he's got his sign there. It says Trump, DonaldTrump.com, DonaldJTrump.com, Make America Great Again. How little he knew he would be president of the United States. And here's an interesting thing. I'm looking at his hair. His hair is different that day. It looks like mine. It's all silver. It's not golden. Anyway, he's, you know, handsome as can be, much more handsome than I'll ever be. But he's got silver hair that looks just like mine that day. Now it's golden. That's pretty fun stuff. Let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hey, hello. You know, Dane, speaking about that judge or Michael Flynn's case, like I said, I hope he vacates the guilty plea. Because probably done on his arrest, but also to dismiss the case with prejudice, so Mueller can't come back after him from another angle. And the judge ordered the Justice Department pay back his legal fees.
Yeah. Oh, and that's just for starters, George. How about $100 million countersuit against Mueller, demanding damages, destruction to his reputation, you know, losing his house. I would
pain
say
and suffering.
Yeah, pain and suffering. $50 million easy. And how about let's have a criminal action against Barry and Bob Mueller. That would have to be filed by a district attorney, but let's have a criminal action against Barry Bob Mueller so we can all be there and cheer when he's led into prison. Because that's where he belongs.
Or to the gallows.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna get my hopes up here. Prison, I'll take prison. And, well, that's very good, George. The You know, and we've got that good judge down there in your patriotic state of Texas there who correctly ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional. We all knew that from the very beginning. You can't have a program where you're ordered by the federal government to buy, to buy insurance. You know, and if you don't, the government will, you know, punish you. I mean, what is that? That's a third world dictatorship. Go ahead, George.
Well, anyway, I'll make room for Dr. Kelly. I think you only got about 20 minutes left.
All right. Thanks, you, George. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Let's turn to Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Oh, thank you so much. I just want to do this really important announcement, and I want all you good teenagers to stay out of trouble and gain your local cable access, gain your local school television, newspaper, and start writing some good stories in those papers and start documenting these things on video. Get the certificate of election and get it up on a screen if you're so inclined. Project it up onto the courthouse wall. And yes, these times do raise up leaders, and thank you so much for playing that segment again.
Well, yeah, thank you, Dr. Kelly. And let me address the point that you're voicing, which is so good. And this is such a good reason to be heartened, folks, is that those of us in the patriot community, we've finally, you know, we all have been in different nooks and crannies of the patriot world. But most of those nooks and crannies were really small. They were very isolated. And it was pretty lonely in there. Whatever nook or cranny you might have been in, I've been in a bunch of them. And it's so he's laughing at me there in his studio. I think it was John. Anyway, I've been in a bunch of little nooks and crannies, and I'm getting out of them. I'm getting out of those little nooks and crannies because Donald Trump has given us something, a big house, a big tent, a big, those are the wrong, big house is a prison and the big tent is compromise. Neither of those fits. He's given us a train. He's given us a Trump train where when you're talking about those young people, you know, get into your local cable access. Yeah. Donald Trump, in other words, you don't have to. You could go to that local cable access and they say, who are you? Well, I'm a Trump guy. I'm a Trump guy. And here in North Dakota, what does that mean? Well, I'm with two-thirds of the people. Yeah, 2-1. Two-thirds of us North Dakotans voted for Trump. So when I say I'm a Trump guy and I want to go on cable news access, even though you're a bunch of liberal punks who run the cable news access, you got to let me on because I've got the backing of 2 out of 3 people in this here town. I am not, you cannot portray me as a fringe person or a crank or a kook. You have to recognize the fact that I represent 2 out of 3 people in the great state of North Dakota, and you, Mr. Cable Access Guy, you're the fringe punk.
It's open to everybody, and you should do it. I mean, they got Bro Judd on Love Energy. You know, they got chicks promoting Motley Crue and all this stuff. And each city, each town, each county, most of your colleges, you know.
Well, and I'll give you a real life example, Dr. Kelly. I ran for the school board here in North Dakota in my little town. I've got 60,000 people. I ran for the school board, and you know, I had this wonderful feeling of I got on the local television with a debate among all the candidates, and it felt so good to be on that camera and be able to say, "What kind of guy am I? I'm a Trump guy."
You're the cheerleader.
I'm a Trump guy, and I was looked at all the other candidates. There's no other Trump people up here. I'm the only. So I was able to say to the voters in North Dakota, I was able to say, If you like Trump, you remember that old ad, if you like peanut butter, you'll love Skippy. Well, I was able to say, if you like Trump, well, not you'll love Kelso, but if you like Trump.
Well, if you love Clouseau, you will love Kelso.
Yeah, but the point being, I'm the only Trump guy up here. And what am I? In other words, I was able to identify. I didn't have to go into like, well, you know, I think this and I think that, and I'm a member of this little group that you've never heard of and never will hear of. No, I'm a Trump guy. I represent the Trump point of view. My view about education is exactly the same as Donald Trump's. And so if you want to see that, then vote for me. So what I'm saying to all you patriots out there, you can go. Life has gotten much easier for you. You don't need to say, hey, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat or I'm a this. You can say, I'm the Trump guy. Vote for me. And if there are two Trump guys in the election, they say, well, OK, I'm me and this other guy. We're the only two Trump guys. Pick one of us. But we're the only Trump guys. Vote for us. So my point is this, folks. Donald Trump, one of the gifts he's given all of us in creating the Trump movement is that we will forever, for the rest of our lives, all of us, when someone says, what are you? Who are you with? Because that's what people want to know. They've never heard of you. Who are you with? You just give them a one sentence summary. I support Donald Trump, period. I'm a Trump guy. And they don't need to ask any more questions. Well, what do you think about this or that? The other? Exactly what Trump thinks. I support the Trump view. And you need it. You need it short and sweet like that. Trump has finally given us a guy who can make us what we are. Folks, we patriots have always been the mainstream of America. We are the heart of America. Our point of view is the point of view of our ancestors. The things we believe in are the things that from George Washington all the way down to, you know, when the whole thing went off, skidded off the rails. I don't know. When did it skid off the rails? Carter's administration, Obama. When did the thing come off the rails? But for the entire history of America, our views have been mainstream. Our views about everything have been mainstream, about borders, about schooling, about health, you know, education, patriotism.
Clothing, like the Chinese didn't build the Bay Bridge or the
A to Z.
Golden Gate Bridge. My grandpa did. My great-grandpa did.
And that's where Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, he connected directly with that fact about our history. He said, Make America Great Again. Well, what does that make America great again? What's packed into those four words? Well, one thing is this. America used to be great. It did used to be great. And all of your kids and everybody today is being taught that America is a shameful place created by a bunch of horrible racist people. That's a lie. America was great. And those of us that were there remember it. We lived there. And so,
yeah,
when he said,
woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites.
Yeah. So when he said, make America great again, he was saying, let's reclaim this heritage, which is ours. It belongs to us. We're not the kooks. We're not the weirdos. Chris Cuomo is the weirdo. Chuck Schumer is the weirdo. Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, look at the candidate statements from these kooks up in Sacramento, Kelso. Call them out. That's right. You go.
Yeah. So Donald Trump is, this is the, one of the gifts he's given us in creating the Trump movement. We will all, and he says in that little speech he gave at the bottom of the escalator, he said, America needs a great leader. He wasn't being vain. It's true. We have needed a great leader, and Trump is that man. And one of the traits of a great leader, of course, is he learns. He learns on the job. So it's not that he comes out of the box perfect in every regard. He does learn on the job, and he is doing that. That is another aspect of his greatness. So
get your hands on The Art of the Deal and really read and study that book. That should be curriculum for homeschooling. You know, homeschool yourself, you know,
yeah.
Reparent yourself if you need to, and get your hands on those books, get those videos, make your own narration of those.
Yeah.
You know, and learn it better.
That wonderful moment we just heard, folks, of Trump at the bottom of the escalator, that was 3.5 – think about how time flies when you're having fun, folks. That was 3.5 years ago. Can you believe that? We've all aged together. It's starting to be a long time, 3.5 years since he said that. So this really is the Trump era that we are now living in. So thank you, Dr. Kelly, as always, you know, for your wonderful, wonderful addition to the show.
Yeah, and thanks for your work, Kelso, and Trump. When you're listening, come on out there and endorse your cheerleader, Kelso.
No. We're just having fun here. We're in a backwater. We're doing our little bit here. We're off on the side here. So it's just wonderful to see these great figures. I love to hear Mike Huckabee. That, you know, everyone knows who Mike Huckabee is. And when Mike Huckabee says, you know, all I got to shake his hand once and say hi. But when he says we live in a third world dictatorship, man, whoa, that's something to hear him say that. Of course, he's
you know, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. His daughter, Sarah, of course, believes the same thing. And my gosh. Well, anyway, thank you, Dr. Kelly. Let's look for a couple more headlines here before we fade out into the sunset. Look for some more good news. There's so much good news that, you know, I can just pick this stuff up off the top of the web here. And I didn't even, in today's show, I haven't even touched upon the, the world scene. Let me hit that button. I'll try to have something for you on the other side of this break. I'll give you something from the Trump phenomenon worldwide. We'll be right back.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
We're back, folks. And we're in our last segment here on today's Trump Phenomenon Show. Did I ever give the date? December 16th, 2018? For you archivists, you have to listen through 2 hours to get the date, if I omitted that. And the it's a live show, always 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. And we come to you again tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, live, the Trump phenomenon. And, oh, God, you know, it's just as Mike was saying, and I was agreeing with Mike in Arizona, this, you know, I remember the Nixon-Kennedy debates. I remember Eisenhower. I don't remember Truman. I was born in Truman's presidency. But I remember, you know, Jimmy Carter giving away the Panama Canal. And I remember Monica in the blue dress and, you know, Ronald Reagan, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. You know, I remember all that stuff. There was nothing that had the electrical excitement, the impact of what's happening right now. And in none of those events or any of those occasions, did you ever as an American feel that, you know, everything about your life and your future and your family was at stake? There's nothing in early. So you younger people that weren't there, if you're wondering, are you alive in the most exciting time ever? Yes, you are. And all the excitement is, you know, there's a reason that Trump is all they can talk about on TV. It's all negative. But part of the reason they have to talk about Trump is not, it's not something that the left is happy about. He is the story. He is the threat to that left. And there's a reason for Trump derangement syndrome. But, you know, we're forming up for this. After the break, I'd give you a story from our European cousins, and I don't have a great one lined up for you. The story on Brexit, of course, this is continuing in Britain, where Theresa May, who's a British version of a rhino, she's a British Paul Ryan. She has screwed the Brexit deal. She was an anti-Brexit conservative prime minister who was allowed, people believed her lies that she would attempt in good faith to implement Brexit. She was lying like a rug. And of course, she's done everything she can to undermine and destroy Brexit. So let's see how that goes. That story is going on big time. Let's see what Donald Trump can do to help Brexit actually become realized. Here's a one of the Brexit advocates who is laughing off the effort to destroy Brexit. Here it is. I've got a story. Maybe I can end with this one here. The Sammy Wilson, the Democratic Unionist Party spokesman on Brexit, and I think that's the party of Northern Ireland. He said, we fought off the Luftwaffe and Hitler. We'll be able to fight off Theresa May. All right, folks. We will see you tomorrow night, 9 to 10.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.